Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
Shaitani Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the sole judge on the day of judgment. We worship you only and we turn to you begging assistance. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestow your blessings, not those who incur your wrath, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to Study Al-Islam. My name is Fitra Muhammad. And as always, I am forever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us together again on a Sunday. I am especially excited to share with you the information that about this leadership program that I had the privilege of attending during a time to be grateful. And I just know that just as impressed as I was and proud of the work that's being done at the leadership program, you will be just as proud of the work that they're doing in preserving the legacy of our community. So without any further ado, you know that the bios of our speakers are in the newsletter. I'm going to ask you the opportunity to ask any questions. If you like, put them in the chat or raise your hand. I ask that you refrain from any comments so that we can use our time to get all questions answered. So let us begin with welcoming our first speaker, Imam Bashir Ali. Imam, if you would take yourself off the speaker. And Masha, I don't see him. There he is. So welcome, Imam Bashir. And let's just get started. Please introduce the community to the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program.
I will, and thank you for assalamu alaikum, everyone. I'm going to defer to my colleague, Imam Mubashir Ukta, who has a brief video. And on that video, we're going to do an introduction of each speaker and each segment, and inshallah, we'll have some comments afterwards. So Imam Mubashir, go right ahead.
One moment. Let me make sure I share the sound.
It's a new day.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
We are a new people. We are definitely a new people on this planet Earth. We didn't exist before. So we are new thinkers. We don't think like Africans. We don't think like white people. We think like us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think like Arabs. We don't think like Asians. We think like us. Now, why should the Islamic world be deprived of Islam being expressed through a new and innocent vessel?
When the call is made, they rise. Register now at ILTDP.com. Assalamu alaikum. On behalf of the conveners of Imams, it is my pleasure to introduce the new Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. The ILTDP was created by and for the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This program is built upon the language, thinking, and logic of Imam Muhammad and realizes the vision he articulated in the year 2000 for Islamic leadership training. The primary objective of the program is to assist our existing leaders and develop a new generation of leaders, men and women, to carry our community into the future. The program has been designed over the last 4 years with thousands of hours of research and development by a team of imams and scholars from our community. The ILTDP also represents a world-class model of Islamic education and leadership development. Please find a way to identify, recruit, sponsor, and support a worthy candidate from your community to participate in this historic effort. Peace and blessings be to you all. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our Community Leadership 101 orientation. My name is Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, and I will serve as your primary instructor for this class. The purpose of our program is to develop a new generation of imams and community leaders with the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities to successfully guide our community into the future. We also want to facilitate learning and understanding using the Islamic sources, Quran, creation, life of the Prophet, and signs within ourselves, including our human nature and progression. As you already know, we have developed an intensive and comprehensive leadership development program with three primary components: community leadership, Islamic sciences, and the Imam W.D. Muhammad Knowledge Body. An essential element of our community leadership course is recognizing the genius of Imam W.D. Muhammad and him as Mujaddid for the modern era. This course will explore over 100 key concepts for Islamic community leaders from the Islamic sources using his test here, language, thinking, and logic. Please note, this program is an initiative of the conveners of Imams. It came about as a result of our community shura and strategic planning process starting in 2015. After 4 years of taking shura with imams and community leaders at our annual conferences, we introduced the ILTDP program concept in December of 2018. We began the development of ILTDP in 2019, and we have spent the last 5 years with research and development, including our two-year pilot program. Over that time, we've been blessed with an outstanding team of contributors, including our 2023 staff. Our prophet said, if anyone pursues a path in search of knowledge, Allah will thereby make easy for him a path to paradise.
Allah reminds us in Quran that the institution of leadership is sacred. It begins with Allah, it includes a prophet, and extends to authorities among us. In conjunction with this ayah, Imam Muhammad said, we should love leadership. But in order for us to progress, our leaders must have the best virtues, best minds, and best intelligence. As a result, our community leadership component was developed to reflect the primary functions, knowledge, skills, and abilities for Islamic community leaders. The component was also developed to integrate key concepts from all three components of the IOTDP. The community leadership component is a two-course sequence. Year one, course 101, is theory and conceptual development. And year two, course 102, is skill development and application. Allah tells us in Quran that Kareem Nafa'atid Zikra, so remind them if the reminder benefits. As a result, our program is designed on Maruf principles, a Quranic term for best practices. So our approach is to recognize and value your knowledge, talents, and experiences. Inshallah, we will remind and review. Learn something new, facilitate and induce, explore examples, and benefit from the group discussion. Our course covers a lot of material and information, so we're going to start slow and lay a philosophical foundation with familiar information, then we will wrap up the pace and depth of the information. We don't pretend to know it all. So we want to be open to your insights and ideas. As a learning organization, we also want continuous improvement with your input and assistance. Allah also tells us in Quran, "O'ulaikum muflihun," and those, they will be the successful. We want everyone to succeed, individually and collectively. If you are struggling or not meeting your goals or the program standards, inshallah, we will work together for your success. But you have to put in the work. Remember, the recommended commitment time is about 15 hours per week. Also, think collectively and utilize the IOTDP Zoom room to organize study groups for your exams and special assignments. Let's conclude our presentation with a brief outline of our two-year community leadership curriculum. Our first 10 weeks will include a course overview and introduction, an examination of the 90-year-plus progression of our unique Islamic community experience, who, what, where, why, and how of community leadership. After our Ramadan break, we will resume with our second quarter, starting with an examination of Islamic sources, the truth and the signs. Then, the thinking, language, and logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad, beginning with creation of first book, Fitra, the natural pattern for our development, Fitra, the signs and the sciences, and systems of knowledge, beginning with the natural sciences. In our third quarter this year, we will overview the natural and human sciences, followed by a brief overview of the progression of human history and civilization, and conclude with a five-week examination of the human nature from an Islamic perspective with the thinking of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Inshallah, we will conclude our first year with an introduction to the African origins of civilization, focusing on Egypt and Nubia, African civilizations, focusing on the religion and empires of Northern and Western Africa, examining the elements of the African-American experience from the African slave trade, 1619 legacy, a review of the new creation. Our second year course is skill development and application. And inshallah, we will begin our second year with a leadership review of our community. This will be followed by an examination of Islamic leadership principles, including the leadership qualities of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. In our second quarter, we will focus on the principles of Islamic community governance. The third quarter of our final year, we will focus on strategic leadership and organizational development. Inshallah, this will also include a group study research project and presentations. In the final 10 weeks of our two-year program, we will review the major duties of Islamic leaders with weekly presentations and follow-up application assignments. This effort is historic. We explore the truth, the sign, and the connection from our unique Islamic perspective. And in doing so, we boldly go where no one has gone before. We welcome your support and look forward to your participation. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum.
That concludes our first segment.
So at this point, we wanted to know if anyone in the audience has a question. Feel free to put your question in the chat, as well as raise your hand. We will take those questions at this segment. Okay, I have a question from Brother Michael Hamid. Let me just get to you so I can get you off of mute. You should be able to take yourself off of mute now.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you. My question, it has to deal with the environment that we are attempting to establish Islamic community life, and referencing the type of problems that I heard raised at a marriage seminar in Oakland back in 2015, where one of the imams and husbands that were on the panel, he identified in the Islamic school that he was directing problems coming in from the families that made the educational environment difficult. And I'm referencing the type of traumas and the issues that we've had in establishing ourselves, and how is the program looking at these critical issues that we have to address in establishing ourselves. Thank you.
You want me to answer that? I just want, yes. As you can see, we had a very comprehensive two-year program. But as all of us realize and recognize, leadership is a journey. Leadership development is a journey. It takes years and years and years to develop seasoned leaders in our community. The purpose of this particular program is to give our participants a good foundation from the conceptual level the first year to the application level the second year, so that they have a good grasp of the basic concepts and ideas from the thinking of our community and our imam, and then are able to begin to apply some of these concepts the second year. Specifically, the issue you raised, Dr. Hameen, we do spend the last 10 weeks focusing on very specific issues that leaders encounter as a part of their leadership responsibilities, and one of them is marriage and family life, and we have a number of discussions from several top leaders in our community around those issues. So we have an introduction of that concept, and we have some discussion on that concept as a part of our curriculum.
So the next question comes from the chat, and it's from Sister Amatala. What is the cost to attend ILTVP? And then there's a part two, so I'll give them both to you right now. The second one is, what are the age and educational requirements? So the first one, what is the cost? The second one, what's the age and educational requirements?
Excellent questions. We had a very modest tuition, $1,000 per year for the $2,000 over the two-year period. If you pay it in one lump sum, if you break it down in payments, it's $1,200 per year with the payment plan. We also encourage communities to offer scholarships and support their young people or support the people, so it becomes a partnership between the leader, the participant from that local community, and that local community showing support for that person. So we encourage the students can pay, but we encourage communities to support their students. We also have scholarships available for, we've been very blessed. We have a number of supporters from around the country that have donated scholarships, and we do offer scholarships to some of our needy students as well. So that's the financial commitment. The academic commitment, the academic preparation, we have students from with high school education all the way up to doctors, real doctors, through master's level, through bachelor's level. So we have a whole range of educational experiences that are coming to the program. It really helps to have a good educational foundation because we have a very rigorous curriculum. And you have to put in time, and you have to discipline yourself. And there is some writing involved, particularly in my class. We have a number of our responses are in essay questions, so I can filter out your real understanding of some of the basic concepts. In other classes, it's different. It's a mixture. But a good appreciation, respect for education, but you don't have to have advanced degrees, but it's helpful to have a good education, appreciation, and discipline in entering the program.
Marsha, because we have two more segments, let's move on to the next segment. I want everyone to just hold your questions for a second. We are going to give you the opportunity to ask your question at the end of the segment. But I do want to get through the next two segments so that we can stay on course and on time, because all of your questions are very, very important. And you will be able to contact the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program after Study al-Islam. So know that that opportunity will be there. Let's introduce Imam Salahuddin, and let's start the second segment.
Okay.
Welcome, Imam Salahuddin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلاة والسلام على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. Welcome to the Islamic Sciences component. My name is Salahuddin Abdullah Muhammad, and I am the director of the Islamic Sciences component for Islamic Leadership and Training and Development Program, also known as ILTVP. So let's begin. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim." He said, seeking knowledge is a duty, is an obligation upon every Muslim. Our leader, Imam Waris bin Muhammad, may Allah have mercy on him and grant him the highest place in paradise, he gave commentary on the previous hadith. He said, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that to gain knowledge, to study, to learn, to become educated is an obligation on every male and female born in the Muslim society. So no matter how old you are, if you accept what the Prophet has given us, you will feel an obligation on you to increase your knowledge. Go back to school, live in school, die in school. This is my commitment, and it should be the commitment of every Muslim. Mm. He continues, dear Muslims, we are addressing now the need for us to be strong in Islamic knowledge. And the only way we can be strong in Islamic knowledge is to turn to the pure sources, the Quran, the Hadith, the Sunnah of the Prophet, the Sirah, the history of the Prophet, return to the wisdom of those learned companions, the wisdom of those learned imams who have survived the early days of the Muslims to pass on the knowledge to us. Study that. Learn it so that you will become strong in knowledge. He also said, the most important requirement would be no different for us here than it would be for any student of the religion in any country of the world. The most important requirement would be a study of Quran and Hadith and the history of Prophet Muhammad. That's the most important area. Now, we include in that law, jurisprudence, and an understanding of fiqh, and an understanding of how the teachings of al-Islam are to be applied, especially the rules and regulations and the religion that govern personal conduct, individual conduct. They should have a general and basic knowledge in those main areas of Islamic studies, Quran, Hadith, Sirah, or history, and jurisprudence. So we can see from these two statements from Imam Waruf bin Muhammad that he has charged us to study the Islamic sciences. The Islamic Sciences Knowledge Body forms the foundation of the traditions and practices of the Deen of Al-Islam. This training component is designed to strengthen the knowledge of Islamic community leaders with studies in the critical areas of Sirah, Islamic history. 1. Ulum al-Quran, Ulum al-Hadith, Aqidah, Sharia, Usul al-Fiqh, Islamic History 2, and Quranic Arabic. In addition to eventually mastering these subjects that have been developed and established by our scholarly predecessors, it is a goal of the ILTDP to revisit and build upon their work and in light of current knowledge and issues to review, explore, discover, and based on Imam Waruf bin Muhammad's commentary and explanations to improve upon and share new insights in each of these major areas that meet the challenges and opportunities facing our contemporary world.
That concludes the second segment of Imam Salahuddin Muhammad.
If we have any questions, please place them in the chat. Also, you have the opportunity to raise your hand if there is a question in reference to this segment. So you can do so at this moment. There were some questions that were left over from the previous segment that I think are pretty general that I can ask to you, Imam Salahuddin. So the question coming from the chat is the program specifically for Imam leadership only?
No, it's for Imams, it's for Muslim leaders or Islamic leaders, not just Imams. It's for chairman of wards, it's for principals, it's for teachers, it's for everyone. And so we're hoping that that this program is catering to everyone in our community, not just Imams, because we're trying to develop leaders and also give those leaders that we already have more training and to also give those masters in our community the opportunity to provide some type of succession plan. And so that's the goal. That's the goal, is to train those potential leaders in our community so that each master will be able to have someone to succeed.
Masha, I see there are a few other questions, and we're going to take a moment to answer those. I want to also say that this kind of study is important to anybody that is holding a public position.
Yes.
If you're in interfaith meetings, if you are in an organization, if you're in government, if you're in corporate America, because what we need to remember is Imam Muhammad says that the Quran is a living book for us. It is our everyday resource in making decisions and giving public opinion. And so this kind of knowledge helps us to be grounded in the study of Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. And it gives us knowledge based on the Quran that we can share with our coworkers, we can share in our public positions, and especially we can share as directors of organizations and with our colleagues. So this is, I want to just tell you that this is not exclusive for imams. We, any of us who are holding public position should want to have this kind of support, this kind of information available to us. Go ahead, Marsha, ask the next question.
Sure, and I'm going to group the next three questions together because they are of like nature. When does the session start, and are the classes held in person or on Zoom?
So we're already have started our first session already. We've already had registration, ended registration. Now we're already in class, and so our next session will be coming up in the second year. We have a calendar on our website where you can see when the second session will begin. And then also the each class is done on Zoom. And so what that does, it helps out for those who have jobs, who have families, who are leaders in the community and they won't be able to meet in person. You have now access to take the class online. And the classes are Tuesday through Thursday at 8:30 p.m. And each class lasts about an hour, 15 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move to the third section so we can get all three of our speakers back on to answer all of the final questions. So let me introduce Imam Mubashir, who will conclude the third segment of this PowerPoint. And then we're going to engage everyone to ask your questions to all of our presenters. Imam Mubashir?
Very well.
Islam has started by in the African-American black community by Mr. Farah, or Professor Farah, was something formed to go stage by stage, one language to take you to a stopping point. I call a way station, where you stay there and
not
that you're going to be Muslim, not that you're going to be Arab, that you're going to have what your soul called for. But slavery and mistreatment under white supremacist America took away from you and deprived you of the right to stand on your own feet, be in your own mind, and be able to question and anything that exists, the white boss and everything else, even Jesus Christ, as he's presented in the Bible, be able to question everything with your own free mind, independent on your own feet, so you can come into your own independent leadership. If you follow my guidance, my hidden guidance, it's hidden, you're going to eventually come to your independence, where you will not be under the rule and influences of the white man's world and his thinking. And you will be able to, with that free mind and independence, you will be able to read the Quran. And God will help you find the true Islam. Yes. God has brought me by the hand of Mr. Farah, Professor Farah. God has brought me. He's an instrument of God. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Farah was an instrument of the all-wise and all-powerful Most High God. And he has brought me by the hand of Professor Farah. He has brought me to the Bible, and I read it, and it opens up to me. All of it, not part of it, all of it. He brought me to the Quran. It opens up to me, not part of it, all of it. Believe it or not.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
Welcome to the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program, otherwise known as ILTDP. Here in the Imam WD Muhammad Knowledge Body component, which consists of five individual courses, we will be providing, inshallah, a systematic approach to learning Islam according to the language and logic of Imam Waraduddin Muhammad. We are going to be covering the IWDM knowledge body, which has to do with the teachings of Imam Muhammad over those 33 years of leadership. Those lectures, the writings, the concepts, the interpretations, the explanations of Al-Islam, which includes Quran, the life of the Prophet, and so many other things. We are going to examine the foundations upon which Imam Muhammad based his teaching, based his understanding of the Quran, based his explanations of the Quran. As a blessing to all people, not just Muslims. He led the common people to overcome the schemes of the wicked and the greedy in a magnificent demonstration of what a common man, a common human being can do.
You to be here today, and thank you for coming. And I hope you go away pleased with the time you spent with Imam WD Muhammad and his workers.
I have young students of mine. They look good. And we are forming on paper the information, teachings, explanations, you might say tafsir, commentary, whatever. We're forming it on paper, and from it we're going to design a national, maybe international, but the national, I'm sure, correspondence course for anyone who wants studies of Islam, Quran, Quranic Arabic, and this religion, and want to understand other religions better. If you listen to me, I'll help you understand Christianity better. And to appreciate it more. Yes. Okay. So we'll formulate that into a correspondence course, and it's going to be made available. And I just promised someone in the session I had before, I promised a youngster, that a young sister, that by June of the coming year, God willing, God spare me, we are going to have at least the first courses in this correspondent course available to anyone, any youngster, any adult, any imam, whoever wants to benefit from it. We'll have it available for you, inshallah, at least the first step in it, by June.
What am I saying with this? I am saying that we are not only hurting ourselves directly, but we are hurting ourselves indirectly. We with our negligence, we with our slumbering mind. But God blesses us to have some that's alert, awake, vision with vision, committed to the purpose, will not stop of anything, nothing will stop them but death. They're going to the destiny. I'm not any but a truthful man. I'm not anything but an honest man. I'm not anything but a sincere man. I'm not anything but a man that want to see you have, not just me have. And if you cheat my leadership, you should be punished. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
I invite you to join ILTDP and approach the study of Imam W.D. Muhammad's knowledge body and school of thinking in a systematic way.
Register now at iltdp.com.
Wow.
That concludes the third segment.
So let us bring all of our presenters back on. And I know that I say this on behalf of everyone that is on the line with Study Al-Islam. We are so honored that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the three of you and everyone else who has made a contribution to developing this program. We're going to open to questions. You can put them in the chat or raise your hand, but I do want to acknowledge Sister Sammy. Sister Sammy, I don't know if you're on the line, but if you're on the line where we can see you, I want to see you because I want to say something about Sister Sammy because is she there, Marsha?
So she's on the line. Her camera is off, and I'm not sure of the ability of her device.
Okay. Sister Sammy, if you can come on camera, I'm appealing to you to come on camera. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for her, let's get to the questions.
So the question that I have in the chat is actually from Sister Sammy, and it says, is something available for the Muslims to get a better understanding of a structured approach to the Imam W.D. Muhammad teaching?
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is a great question because during our research and development, you know, these curriculums had to be developed from scratch, developed from the beginning, right? Because we have all of the lectures, all of the concepts, all of the knowledge that is there. But of course, now in order to teach a class, you have to develop a curriculum and utilize a methodology. And we have done that, that has got us this far. But we also have done this, or at least in the component, the WB Muhammad Knowledge Body component, I've structured this in a way that also compares with other schools of thought, right? Because we talk about our own school of thinking, and there are certain elements and characteristics that most schools of thought use. So we have approached it partly so that as we learn our own teaching, we're able to see the comparison, to see where our imam and our orientation, our uniqueness stands out compared to others. So we need to understand the sources we stand upon. We need to, and what we stand upon according to Imam Muhammad's teaching, we need to understand what makes up his knowledge body. So I have in the program, there's something called the IWDM alignment principles. And these principles underlie the Quranic proofs that set the stage for why the imam interprets, his teachings the way he does and the Quranic basis upon it. There's an important idea when it comes to following the uswa of the prophet. What does that mean? How do we understand that as a methodology as we approach the hadith when we read them? There are, the imam's teachings, you can break it down into two major categories. One is his religious commentary, and the other is his commentary on social life, on the human being, human nature, and so forth. And within both of those major categories, there are key concepts that need to be taught that are unique to his teaching, and that's what we have to be able to communicate to others. If we just teach what we learn from traditional Islam, which we need to understand and know, but we need to understand the imam's commentary, and that is what has to get passed on. And so there's methodology, but it's also continuing to develop because his knowledge body is vast. I hope that helps a bit.
Yeah. We have any more questions, Marsha?
Someone just wanted us to reiterate how to sign up for the program again. Okay. And then outside of that, there are no more questions in the chat.
So how do people sign up for the program?
I can put the up on the screen really quick. I put just a slide so they can write down the website,
that, please,
two websites.
We're coming to a closing time, but
sure.
We just want to get on here.
Let's put this up. So you guys can just take a minute to jot this down. The first one is how you reach the conveners. It goes to their website, and there's a contact button if you want to reach out to the conveners directly. The second one takes you to the website for the program, and all the information you need about it, about the program, how to join, how to sign up, get on the waiting list, and so forth is available on the website. I'll give it 10 more seconds, and then I'll stop the share.
I've also put it in the chat, Imam.
Okay, good. So I can stop it now.
I think I would be remiss to not ask the question of who are the conveners, if you can make it very short, but and what is their responsibility, only because I do want to get in here that the conveners, though they are a part of this project, have a kind of separate responsibility. So Imam Bashir, could you answer that? Who are the conveners and what is their responsibility?
As brief as I possibly can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The conveners of Imams are really a leadership body that was created by Imam Muhammad through a sectional leadership process. There are seven sections that we recognize in our community. Each section of imams and community leaders elects a leader. That person becomes a convener who convenes the meetings. Then the conveners meet and coordinate among the seven sections and coordinate information among ourselves and back and forth with our community. We have created a number of initiatives in terms of community development initiatives. This particular initiative is one of those initiatives, and it really speaks to that that concern and priority Imam Muhammad articulated in Imam Mubashir's video of him wanting to have a correspondence course. Now we know would be online, and to develop the leadership of our community, could develop and nurture the leaders of our community in all forms.
And so since these are elected positions, and you did say that,
yes.
So everyone on here, so what are the seven sections?
We have the New England section, Imam Talib Mahdi. We have the Northeast section, Imam Musa Abdul Ali. We have the Mid-Atlantic section, Imam Salahuddin Muhammad, you see on the screen. We have the Southern section, Imam Yahya Islam. We have the Southwestern section, Imam Omar
Shakir.
We have the Midwest section that I represent, and we currently have the Pacific section, which is the convener is sick, and we're in the process of working with a new person to replace him at this point.
And so I do want to make it very clear that the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program and the Conveners of Imam is one organization within our national community. This is not, and so my understanding of the national conveners, that there's this one person who is elected in that section. So everyone on here who lives in one of those sections should know who this national, not, let me take the word national off, but the conveners of imams, they should know who that is, because that person essentially is supposed to be meeting with the imams in their area as a shura board to represent some of the concerns of the community. I know that sounds like a lot, but you should know who that imam is, because my understanding of what we just heard from Imam Bashir is that that person is elected by the imams in that section, and those imams in that section represent the community in that section. And again, this is not the only organization that does that. There's other organizations in our national association. As you know, Imam Muhammad decentralized us. So this is a governing body, but it is a governing body elected by the community. So I just want to make sure that I explain that correctly, because I don't want to be accused of promoting one organization over another. We need all of these organizations in order to move us forward, because we are a growing community with lots of concerns, issues that need to be addressed. And I welcome all of them with those sincere hearts and good intentions. Imam Michael, I'm going to ask you to ask a question only because we're coming to a closing, but I do want to recognize you. Go ahead.
So you should be able to take yourself off of mute now. Just a reminder, please ask a question.
My question has to do with the Shura Bainahum process, and has the members of this educational institution considered the focus of institutional leadership, the imams of the conveners, as well as the educational component here, considering, you know, the encouragement of institutional focus responsibility, inviting not just imams but also men and women of resourcefulness. Thank you.
Let me briefly respond to that. As we indicated earlier, we recognize leadership is broader than imams. Imams represents a critical dimension of leadership in our community. But leadership, as we all are aware, is very broad. Imam Muhammad talked about the four birds. We have economic development leaders. We have education leaders. We have cultural leaders. We have governmental leaders. We have leaders in every dimension. And so leadership is very has depth and breadth. And so we want to try to cultivate and nurture that, the vastness of that leadership in our community.
And I want to add that, you know, I was just in Morocco, and it is because of these kinds of organizations that I have relationships with, that each and every one of you in this community can have a relationship with. There's nothing special about me. I just reach out to people, and I talk to people, and I seek consultation. But it is because of organizations like this, people like Imam Mubashir, people like Imam Bashir Ali, people like community members like Imam Salahuddin, that I can pick up the phone, that each and every one of you can pick up the phone and be prepared. So when I went to Morocco, I was able to stand on my own as a Muslima, African American from America, and share with them, not impose upon them, but to share with them our free thinking, and encourage them to become free thinkers and not to be victims. So I want to say that only because that word leadership can mislead us. Each and every one of us are a leader in this community. And it is this kind of information that would empower you, good information from the Quran and the teachings of our prophet and from the tafsir of Imam Muhammad. And to show you, our dear Marsha is a student at the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you know a young person or an older person that has those potentials, you should try to encourage them to become a student in this program, because this is a doctorate program. This is no joke. I mean, when I went to the graduation, oh, and by the way, I just want you to know that the next 3 weeks on Study Al-Islam, we're going to have the students who graduated from this program to come and answer some very technical questions. I mean, I asked them some very I wasn't feeling any empathy towards them. I'm putting them to the challenge. I want to hear what it is. I want you to know what they've learned. And these are both men, young men and women, students that graduated from the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. So get the work. You have young people in your community that deserve this knowledge, and you should sponsor them, because that's what I'm doing. And that's what each and every one of us should do, is to take advantage of this information. I want to, Marsha, are there any, and I want to repeat this, Marsha is a student at the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program, and she is doing wonderful, wonderful. She's a serious student.
She sure is.
Do you have any other questions?
One of our top students.
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
so we have a couple of repeat questions. So I'm just going to reiterate that the classes are taught via Zoom, and the total cost for the program is $1,000 each year. So I don't want to have the convenience to have to re-answer those questions. I also saw that Imam Mubashir answered a couple of questions in the chat for people.
I see Muhammad has a quick question, he says. Let's ask his question.
Okay. Does a person have to take the whole course?
That's an excellent question, and we have an audit capability for those people who are busy or existing imams and leaders. They just want to brush up in certain specific areas. They can audit the program and go in and identify what they need as they need it. They don't have to be in class, but they can just audit and look at the recordings at their leisure.
I'm trying to get the courage. Certainly, I don't have the time, but I want this so badly. I'm so jealous of Marsha. I don't know what to do. I want this so badly. I want to participate, and I know there are others. And I just want you to know, Imam Mubashir, in the last clip, I saw Shahida. and Suleiman, Imam Suleiman, who were young at the time, and now look at them, Shahida and Imam Suleiman, who takes our community members to Hajj every year. It was such that brought such a smile to my face. Yes, Brother Imam Bashir, I'm going to give you the last word. It is 11 o'clock. I have three announcements and I want to make before everyone leaves. Can I please ask you to give the last words?
Yes, thank you so much, my dear sister, and thank you for the invitation. We thank our phenomenal students who are participating in our program. Sister Marsh is one of them. We thank our phenomenal team that you see, the team leaders before you, and we encourage everyone to identify someone in your community that can benefit from this program and support them. Inshallah, all the information is on the website. We saw a question about payment plans. That's on the website as well. So, inshallah, we look forward to working with you. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum.
Don't leave us yet. I want to just say on behalf of everyone, wa alaikum salam, Eid Mubarak to you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give you the health so that you can continue this program for the benefit of our community. Imam Muhammad said, give him a good life. I know that this is one of the examples of giving. Our dear Imam Muhammad, may he be in the highest place in paradise, that this is giving him a good life. Again, I want to just say before we close, the following 3 weeks, we will have the students from the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program who will come on Study Al-Islam and address us. The information is in the flyer, in the newsletter that came out today. It came out late, but it did come out. And so if you look in the newsletter, you will see the schedule for the whole month of April. And there are the graduates from the Islamic Learning Institute Leadership Program, and they will be presenting here on Study Al-Islam for the next 3 weeks. I also want to say, if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, if you're not receiving the newsletter, please visit studyalislam.com and become a subscriber. I also want to say that we will be beginning, your donations have allowed us to grow Study Al-Islam. I want to say thank you to all the donors. And beginning June, the first Sunday of June, that we will have a talim every Sunday at 1 o'clock. We will begin the first Sunday of each month with an intense study of hadith, which will be presented by Imam Wazir. And the following Sundays will be a talim on the intense study of the Quran, which will be given by Imam Yahya Abdullah. So again, starting June 1st, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, more information will be coming out in the newsletter. We will have Talim here on Study Al-Islam at 1 o'clock. The study of the Quran and the study of the life examples of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Imam Wazir will give the intense study on authentic hadith, and Imam Yahya will give a talim 1 hour every Sunday. And my last announcement is I'm opening 8 slots for Ghana. And I'm encouraging the women on this line to go to Ghana with me. This will be my 4th trip and my last trip. I'm not going back to Ghana. So I'm encouraging you to please join us. We're going to have our meeting, our first meeting, April 28th for our travelers who have registered. But I am opening some slots up for you to travel with us to Study Al-Islam to Ghana, which is an amazing, amazing trip. With that said, I'm going to say again, thank you very much. April 21st, Marsha. Following the Study Al-Islam segment, April 21st, the 21st will be our first Ghana Zoom meeting following Study Al-Islam for our travelers to Ghana. I am opening a slot. I hope you will consider going with to Ghana. And with that said, I want to say to the presenters, again, thank you. You are always welcome to come back to Study Al-Islam to announce any new programs or to encourage those to participate. You're always welcome here. And with that said, we're going to close with our dear Imam Omar, who will do a closing dua.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa'as, by the passing of time, indeed the human being is lost, except those who have faith, those who make things right, and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you, Imam Omar. And again, we are so happy you are back. And so inshallah, we'll see you next Sunday. Again, the students, two of the students, graduates from the program will be with us, and that will give you an opportunity to see them in action. May Allah continue to bless us. Peace. May we pray for peace on earth for all our human family, and may you continue to seek Allah's guidance and through his scriptural knowledge in the Quran through the examples of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and with the understanding of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. May he be in the highest place in paradise. Your sister and friend, Fitra Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Alhamdulillah, all the praise is due to Almighty God Allah. We are grateful to partner with the Study Al-Islam platform that is facilitated by our beloved sister, Fitra Muhammad of the Nation's Mosque, Washington, D.C. She is the executive producer of Study Al-Islam, and we are grateful for the wonderful presentation this morning hosted by, the presenters on the overview of the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. The presenters we heard were Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, Imam Mubashir Ukta, and Imam Salahuddin Muhammad. If you have any statements that you would like to share at this time, press one on your phone. I will open up your mic. Okay, alhamdulillah. And now we are limited in time. I've got about 20 minutes left. So alhamdulillah, let's use it in a very beneficial manner. Okay, Erico 314833. Assalamu alaikum, Mark Shaheed.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum to you, Kareem Hamid, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience at AM360. Mark Shaheed from the STL, Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. One said, alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to God first and foremost always. And want to say kudos to AM360 Radio for collaboration with Study Al-Islam and Fitra Muhammad. And it's so beneficial to be able to get it by more than one means in that regard, because it helps me to be able to tune into Study Al-Islam. I want to say that first and foremost. And I'll be very succinct. This is a program, the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program, that we have to support. We have to know that this is the vision of Imam Muhammad, and this is something that he wanted, and then we have to know that this is something that Allah has established in the first five ayats in the Quran, and that this is something that Prophet Muhammad also brought a manifestation, a realization in his lifetime in terms of the importance of education and its obligation, responsibility, not just for imams, but all men and women and children. And so I really have appreciation for it. I support it wholeheartedly and want to just say the past time to be grateful there in New Jersey. My adopted daughter was a graduate, Nabia Aziz, who formerly was here in the STL, now resides in Baltimore, Maryland, in all. And I was honored to be able, by way of an email by Shir Ali, to make a presentation not only to her, but to all the 10 graduates, 9 graduates, including her, which is 10, and to be able to give them something in recognition of their accomplishment and achievement. So we have to support that which is good, and that's what Allah says. That's not what Mark Shahid is saying. I'm only just repeating what God says in the Quran in terms of spending out of that which we have provided for you, and to strive all you, ye, together as in a race toward all of this good. And we know that's good not only for leadership now, but for leadership later. And one last statement, Imam Muhammad said to us that leadership is in the resourceful people in the community. He didn't say leadership is in the imams. Leadership is in the resourceful people in the community. And so that means you have a variety of leaders in the various interests and concerns that helps to promote model community life. So if we take that to heart, we should see ourselves as leaders and to qualify ourselves to be better leaders. And this is an excellent program. I endorse it 100%. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mark. Thank you for those wonderful words of inspiration. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to open up their mic. Erico 727741. I believe this is Martha Naila Abdullah, the Executive Director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Assalamu alaikum to you, Martha.
Alaikum assalam. And I apologize, everyone. I'm a little nasally. I feel good, just resting, needed rest. To everyone, peace and blessings from Almighty God to you. To not reiterate what has been said, I hope it's prayerfully taken that I say ditto. And to Fitra, the way the community has connected, I pray that everyone can see the unity, hear it, feel it, taste it, if you will, and be a part of it, enjoying what Almighty God has blessed you with. And now I'm making a quest for CWSC to go to cwsc.us and join CWSC. And we are partners with Study Al-Islam and many, many more. As Fitra mentioned, the leadership brand or whatever you call it, it doesn't speak to what we're really about because it lends itself to one saying, oh, well, that's our leader. No, it's a ship, if you will. It's a ship. And on that ship is many bodies and many individuals that are resourceful. So praise be to Allah and that those that have constructed themselves in a group thinking, in a group process as a think tank to produce what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with from the womb of Imam Warsi Muhammad Rahimahullah, who is an expression of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be of. And that's Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and then the womb that was developed here in this land as he gave credence to Arad Muhammad, may Allah be pleased and grant him high station in paradise, forgive him his errors, and his father and his mother, Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Clara Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with them and grant them high station in paradise. CWSC is just another component of this leadership. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Martha. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for your leadership. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. as being the executive director of the Community Wise Shura Conference. We thank Almighty God for you, my sister. Okay, we're going to move forward. Area code 334-419, Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling.
Assalam. Alaikum assalam. Michael Hameen, Jacksonville, Florida. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for you and all the work that you do, the AM360 and CWSC team, the host and the supporters of this work. And it looks to me like it's getting brighter and brighter, more organized and more united. Thank Allah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Michael, and we're grateful for your valuable contribution, not just here on AM360, but your work in Jacksonville, Florida, and all that you participate in. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah, for you. Okay, I want to acknowledge the hand of Muhammad Sharif. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, 914-434.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Kareem. I was able to get to the time of the Grateful program in Jersey, and I was able to get a T-shirt that was printed by the Islamic Development team.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
On that T-shirt, it has a red portrait there with the Quran open, and also it says IAMIDWM. That's the Leadership Development Conference. It's an excellent T-shirt put out by the committee and those students. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Muhammad. Thank you for sharing that with us. Praise be to Allah. I want to now to express the efforts that we have made here on America Muslim 360, promoting the tafsir and the commentary of Imam Walidruddin Muhammad. I ask everyone, please, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Okay, we have another program that promotes the thinking and logic of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad that will air later on this evening. Let me share the information with you from that format.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Warisuddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. So we invite everyone, if you would, tune in to those two selections that I've just played. We have established a study group here on America Muslim 360. Whereby you can share what Allah blessed you with from out of the wonderful addresses and lectures of our beloved Imam Waqif Uddin Muhammad. And also on Sunday evening, we have a collection, four volume collection of the Ramadan sessions of Imam Waqif Uddin Muhammad. Myself and Michael Hameen, we share the content of these wonderful volumes, the insight, the deep wisdom, and the logic of our beloved Imam Waqif Uddin Muhammad, Sunday evenings, inshallah. I want to invite you, if you would, to tune in to American Muslim 360 at 12:30 p.m. for the broadcast, Making Positive Choices. Making Positive Choices is hosted by the CEO of American Muslim 360, Sister Latifa Hameen. Praise be to Allah, Making Positive Choices. Also, we invite you at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the broadcast of Keeping It Real. Let's Talk About It, hosted by our beloved host, Lou Princess Aziz. And immediately following that broadcast is the Contemplations of Imam Waqif Uddin Muhammad, hosted by yours truly, Kareem Hameed and Michael Hameed. Praise be to Allah. So we are right in step, praise be to Allah, with the community. Alhamdulillah. And our collaborative efforts are definitely paying off. Praise be to Allah. Okay, I've got about 7 minutes left. If there's anyone else that would like to make statements, I ask you to press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Otherwise, we shall sign off. And I trust that we all had a blessed Ramadan and a blessed Eid. Let me speak to what happened at the Philadelphia Eid celebration. They have shared nationally that there was violence that occurred at the Eid celebration hosted by the masjid in Philadelphia. Allah says to us in the Quran, when the people enter the religion in crowds, Allah says, seek refuge with your Lord. And Imam Muhammad gave some commentary on that ayah. He said that when you have cast out a large net and you pull in a fish, you are subject to get all kinds of fish. You know, and know that people that recently enter Islam, they bring with them their disposition. And so it is the obligation to civilize the uncivilized, and that takes time. So I hope that we learn something from what has transpired, and that we definitely encourage the new convert to tune into American Muslim 360 every first Sunday of the month, where our beloved Imam Omar Shakir, he shares with us the basics of Al-Islam, the basic teachings that is for us and for the new convert. So we are grateful to Almighty God for what he has done for us, for what he will do for us, and what he is presently doing for us. We are grateful and we remain thankful for what Almighty God has blessed us with, and there is no doubt we have been blessed. Praise be to Allah. I encourage all of us, if you would, register with the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. We are preparing a future for ourselves. And I'm grateful to the conveners, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, praise be to Allah. We are grateful to Imam Mubashir Ukta and Imam Salahuddin Muhammad for their presentation this morning and their invitation to the believer. Let us become educated in our deen and also educated with the commentary of our beloved Imam Waqif Uddin Muhammad. We are emblematic
of fresh new eyes and fresh thinking that we are contributing to the International Ummah and the whole world. You are unique. You are a new creation. Nobody thinks like us. We are us, and we are a new creation that Allah has established on the earth. And he has blessed us. You know, they say, well, we need reparations. Well, Almighty God has intervened in our affairs and placed the Quran right in our midst, right in our midst. And Imam Muhammad has said, Rahim al-Alehi, for the first time in the history of this country, you have come in contact with knowledge that establishes people. Praise be to Allah. So Allah has answered our prayers. We have the Quran with us. We have the Uswa and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. And we have a wonderful Mu'allim in Imam Waliduddin Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And praise be to Allah. We acknowledge that this began with, the presence of Master Farad Muhammad. Master Farad Muhammad, he was an instrument of Almighty God. And also him having the insight to appoint the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as his top minister and made him leader over the Nation of Islam as we were maturing for the clear, broad teachings of Al-Islam. Almighty God blessed one from the loins of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah bless him and give him the highest station in paradise. And Almighty God bless the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with a help meet. He met the help that he needed. And that was in the Honorable Sister Clara Muhammad. We are grateful for Almighty God's gifts to us. And also from their loins came the Mu'allim, the learned teacher, Imam Waliduddin Muhammad. May the prayers and peace be upon all of them, and may Allah grant them the highest station in the paradise. Our brother Muhammad Sharif has pressed one of his phone once more. And I'm opening up your mic. I've got 1 minute, Muhammad. Please, 1 minute.
Yes, I just want to say you mentioned the book, Mother of the Nation, Clara Evans Muhammad. We ask everybody on the planet, get these books. It's two books, book one and two. Mother of the Nation, Clara Evans Muhammad. Thank you, Imam.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. So we came to you this Sunday morning with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and that translates into may the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we keep up our prayers, remain grateful, and remain thankful for what Almighty God has done for us, what Almighty God is doing for us, and what he shall do for us in the future. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, seeing a friend, Devon's fresh brewed coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls in keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright. You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. In any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful. You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors. And I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.